Oh, I wanted to mention that the learning of tonight should be dedicated to Lili Nishmas, Rachel Basarab Naftali Akayin, the great-grandmother of our Ezos Noshin member, who attends very faithfully. The art site is Gimel Tavis, December 31st, 1951. Remember that, yeah?
You?
So, no, I don't remember. It's a previous Gilgal.
What?
Her patira was December 31st, 1951, Gimel Tavis, which comes out the same this year, even though it's not exactly divisible by 19. It's 68 years ago. Okay. All right, let's chapa rein. While it's still 2019. All right, Birchas Gevurais, we are up to what? Shinhei Atogibar. What's fascinating is, I'll give you a sneak preview. I was learning Divrei Hayamim, which is the subject of all of the Hakel Shiurim this January 1st. It's going to be, you ever heard of Divrei Hayamim? Vaguely, okay. So parts of Divrei Hayamim are in the Siddur. What's interesting is that there's one pasuk which I know Herbie heard of, which is the first pasuk we say when they take out the Sefer Torah. L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvura v'Tveres Neitzah v'Hayit Chavish Ma'aretz Chayamam L'cha v'Sasei L'cha L'Rash. Rings a bell? We take out the Sefer Torah, the Chazit says Gadlu, and we respond L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvura v'Tveres Neitzah v'Yahayit Chavish Ma'aretz Chayamam L'cha v'Sasei L'cha L'Rash. Oh, what does that have to do with Kriyas HaTorah? It's a good question. Now that pasuk we also say every day in Vayvarach David. Because in Vayvarach David we actually say four psuk from Divrei Hayamim. Vayvarach David is Shem Leinu Kol Kol V'yem et David. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Mayam Aviyat Haylam. L'cha Hashem Agdula V'agvura V'tveres Neitzah V'yayim Chol Yom Shemayim Baruch Chol Hashem Amlam L'cha. We say the same pasuk. The same pasuk also is the pasuk that Hashanah is based on. When we go around for the different Hashanahs, on Hashanah Rabbah, Dafka, so we also use the pasuk Hashem Hagadula for in between. Where is it? Yeah, Hashem Hagadula Vakvura. But that's how we go from the Hoshanis to into the Hoshanah Rabbah davening. That's a connecting pasuk. What's interesting is this. We said that there are seven midos. There's chesed, gevura, tferes, netzach, hoid, yisayin, and malchus. Okay, those are the seven of the Sefer Sayyimer. So if you look at this pasuk, Hashem, Hagadula is chesed, we said. Gevura or Atagibar is the second Mida. Tferes is Emes, is the third Mida. Netzach and Hoid are the fifth and sixth. Kechal Bishmai Baruch Chol Hashem Amam Locha. Malchus is seventh. The sixth is missing. What happened to your side? It's missing. Understand? Hagdula, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, and Hoid is five. And Malchus is the seventh. And your side is missing. Something like that must be, right? He's a good guesser. So you have to, Yitz Hashem, you'll have to appear on January 1st to hear the answer. But it's interesting. Interesting that it's missing. Okay. So Atagibor, up to Gevurais. Okay, page Shinhei. Ashaloi hachayzik v'roiv hakayach. Atagibor, you're the one of strength. La'olam Hashem ishtamshus milas gibor ba b'derech klal b'yachas la'acherim. Gevura is really a mida, an outward mida, in the sense that you control strength. You shouldn't say it that way. Gevura is an outward mida and an inward mida. It's usually used to control others. I'm strong. What does it mean strong? It means I'm stronger than the other guy, so I can control him. How strong are you? It depends. If you're second grade, you can be strong and a certain amount of strength. You're stronger than everybody. You're an adult, you need a different level of strength. It's also an internal midah, which is what we call discipline. is controlling yourself. So really, gvura is a good midah inwards. Is the midah of the kedusha of the midah of gvura is to control yourself. Controlling others is not a good midah. So let's see how he says. He says usually hishtabshus milas gibor ba bedera klab yachas la'acherim. Strength is to control others. Hagibor hu bekeach lachnia acherim. To control others or to destroy them. We say Hashem as Kayach, it's absolute. Shuhu Hagibar Livraya Valasais and Vuagibar Lakhale Sula Abed. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gibar La'olam Hashem, which means to control others, but also the gevura to create. V'haynu shuhu hu asher osa v'oisi yasa kol metzius b'kecha gam la'abir l'vatel kol metzius. God gives life to all that exists and has the power to destroy it. K'mo she'aser ha'paitan, like it says in the Pait of Musaf, which they say in Washington Heights, but not in Madison, New York. Piyutim by Shachar, you guys say it by Rosh Hashanah. I say more piyutim. Savu mevale hakoel. Achrei ki chalois hakoel voleiti yeshum ha'shor l'chol abriya mekoyim tiya metzius HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'moy shomer nishan rishan v'ani achrein. Rachorei ki chalois hakoel levado yim loch neira. In other words, the gevura is independent of others. Everything physical ultimately decays. So one of the rules of physics is that anything physical ultimately decays. It goes in a downward spiral. It decays over extended periods of time. That's how they date, carbon dating is based on the decay of the, of carbon, the half-lives of carbon. V'kol chayis shebemitzius habriya sefili yiskola uliyos is kayim ve'efes. All life, no life is permanent. Every life has an end. V'hakoya chalos she'osa kadosh baruch lekalei sachiyus lahashchu sachiyum nikra malach ha'moves. Now the name Malach HaMoves is lav dafka a creature, but it's a certain power in the world, and it's the ultimate the fact that everything is ultimately destroyed. Amna Kadosh Baruch Hu Gibor LaOlam, God is eternal. Shehainu Shebekoyach Yisbarach Levatel Gam Oisa Koyach Habitul. God can destroy even that power to destroy. K'mo Shanu Roimim B'Siyim Seid Aleil Pesach. Shall be safe. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shachet l'malach hamavis. She's barach boras malach hamavis. He's barach yabdoi uyevatloi v'yechale es koyach hakilui v'ashchasa. Now here, there's a machlekes to Rambam and the Ramban about the eternal life, the olam what we call olam haba. The Rambam, who goes always with the most rational explanation, says that Olam Haba is purely spiritual. It's purely a place of spirit. Ay Tchias HaMesim is a guf. Rambam Shita is that Tchias HaMesim is a transient phase. There'll be a time that Tchias HaMesim will come alive. But ultimately, the eternity of a human being is not in his body. All bodies decay over time. Everything ends up with Mavis. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that Tchias HaMesim is a permanent state. That it will be a state of a human beings alive with their God. See, that's what I'm not sure about. Let's say somebody lives into his 90s and he's frail and bent and weak and thin. Is that the way he's going to wake up? Huh? I'd rather wake up the way, I don't know, like when I was when I was in my 20s, I was able to jump and, you know. What do you think we're going to look like? Irby? You look like you look now, or when you're going to be old? Like now. So I'll tell you, I read Araya. It says, Oz Yemole Schoik Pinu. When we're all going to laugh. So one of the, we'll all laugh. Yimalei Sreipinu. So one of the things it says about laughing is that they're going to be men who passed away when they were 60, and their grandchild passed away when the grandchild was 90. So it's going to be very funny. The grandchild is going to be older than the child. We once had a man who came into Taravadas, very nice man, and he had four generations in the yeshiva. The fourth generation married Wertenthal, this daughter. Shaul married Wertenthal's daughter. So it was his great-grandfather. I hope he's still alive and well. He was already close to 90. He said that Taravadas took him in. His father died when he was a little boy, an elementary school child. And Taravadas took him in, didn't charge his mother, she didn't have anything. And he was grateful to the yeshiva, so he did something for the yeshiva. So I told him, Ozi mole schek pinu, your father died when he was about 30, and you are approaching 90. Imagine, Tchia Sameis, what's going to look like? The father is in his 30s, and the son is in the 90s. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to look like at that time. But
it's the same thing that discusses this.
My bit, what does he say? To say how we're going to look.
What?
I'm quite curious. It says that the Mashiach comes, it'll be like Mount Tyra, all our wounds will be healed. So one of the things I wonder about is whether color blindness is an injury or not. When Mashiach comes, will it be healed? I'll tell you Nafkamina Lamaisa. There was somebody in Taravadas, a great shayla. He bought a second-hand couch. From a person. The person was moving, and he sold all the things. He bought a second-hand couch. He brought it home. Maybe, I don't know, a year later, Pesach time probably, they stick their hands in the couch. So they pulled out a pair of glasses. A pair of glasses, I think a credit card or something. It's a credit card they destroyed. And a pair of glasses. So he asked me if he has to be Yehimunach HaTshiyov Eliyahu. He couldn't find the owner anymore.
What?
He, of course, now, whatever reason, he wasn't able to find the owner. So normally, if you find something, you have to put it away till Eliyahu comes. So
is that
the question, Yehimunach, sure. I have a shaver in my house. It's going to be here till Shabbat. I have a shaver in my house. It's Yehimunach HaTshiyov Eliyahu. So the question is, when Mashiach comes, if God's going to heal people's eyesight, so he's not going to need the glasses when Mashiach comes. On the other hand, if eyesight is not considered an injury, then
the shaver they'll need.
I don't. The shaver, I don't think they'll need.
It's not a wound.
Yeah, but Reb Chaim's not going to let anybody shave. Shaver comes.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So somebody, if Chiesa Mason is in temporary state.
Right.
And why would somebody like, let's say Reb Moshe was in Gan Eden.
Why would he want it?
Why would he come?
So that question is a good question. The explanation. Why would Ramesha want to come back to his body if he's learning the Masifta Durakia? What's the purpose of Tchiyah Sameisim? So it says there's, I forget the name of the Sefer, Rav Ushbal, Big Tama Chacham wrote a Sefer, what?
It's not their choice.
It's not their choice. It's funny to think they'll be punished. He'll get to live in this world without the distractions, without all of the yetzaharis that exist. People who really want to serve Hashem in this world, and we all have yetzaharis or worries or other things that deflect us. So that's what that period is for. So that's a question. What it means. There's no schar. Okay. You serve God for schar?
This is a question I would ask.
The question is good. Rabbi Miller used to talk about it all the time.
This is a question I would ask for a Wolfson.
Okay, you let me know what he tells you. I'm serious. Fine. Okay, anyway, back. We're up to the second column. On the top, Ki Yud HaNovi. Bola HaMovas LeNetzach. Lasad Lava, the Malach HaMov is going to be gone forever. Oz Tia Bria Chadasha. She's Kaimu Achayim Bali Ibud. That life will go on without destruction. Zel in tchias amesim, zel kavana shel atagi b'la'olam. Klaim a gevura nitzrius, an eternal strength. Shateis bar tevat lo kaya chakiloyin. L'kei nekras porchazu shel tchias amesim b'shem gevurais. There's an idea that it says that certain things are lamaylam min hazman, or lamayla min hamakim. Dorin doesn't take a place, it's lamayla min hamakim, it's higher than makim. So one of the Bali Mashava said, there's something called lamayla min hamakim. That the person could, that the higher level where somebody is lamayla min hamakim, but he anyway takes up makim. A tricky idea. So here we're saying gevura is to control, to be able to destroy. To be able to destroy, the power of destruction is higher. Malach HaMavis is the name for the fact that things in this world get destroyed. And Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shachal Malach HaMavis is that higher level that Hashem will make, that the idea of destruction will no longer exist. Yemaisa Mashiach. My existence in the world is to mekabel the master Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Evid LaHashem at Hazman Sheyusiku Achayim Adei Gevuras Hashem until that day. Om Namachkach Shivutu Kayacham Shachas VaMaabid. Oz Tia Tekuma VaChayim Nitzchi Mechala Metzias VaIdezem VaChayim Esim Atok Kamoishu Biyanu. Then will come the ultimate time of Mechayim Esim Rav LeHoshia Rav Loshin Odin. Interesting. I don't think Rav means much. Rav Loshia, Hashem helps a lot. He's saying, no, Rav means you're the rabbi of Yeshua, the master of Yeshua. Yeshua Shalchoi Hi Vatu HaMashiach HaMuchlit Shiyuascha Nitzchis. It doesn't mean that God helps all the time. It means that when God helps, that help is permanent. And V'hinei B'chamakim Shemeskirin Inyan Tchias HaMesim Machlis HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shei Moshiach. Whenever we say Tchias HaMesim, we call God the Helper. K'maykan Olam B'brocha Melech Mebis U'mechaya U'matzmiach Yeshua B'brochis Yaitzarar Shal Shabbos It's interesting, I never noticed. Whenever it talks about Chias HaMesim, it talks about Hashem being Moshiach, being helping. Where does Moshiach come into Chias HaMesim? It's Tzarek Bior. So he's going to give an explanation. He starts with Rav Shamshal Farahersh. He day moron, Rav Shamshal Farahersh, it's Tzal Bior. And tell him, Hachilik ben Yeshua Utshua. That's tricky. Yeshua, Hashem will help. Teshua means the help. Let's see what he says. Shetshua hi inyan nitzachin. Tshua is victory. Aval shayrish Yeshua hu yesh. What does that mean? Shenitzachin al oyev va'oyrev dikra teshua. To destroy your enemy is called a teshua. Yeshua mayr shekadosh baruch hu nasan lanu yeshus v'kiyum. Aide Yeshua say. Interesting. He says Yeshua means not the other person's destruction, but your continued existence. The Yesh. The Yeshua Marish Kadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Lanu Yeshus V'Kiyum Aide Yeshua say. Kem Tchias HaMesim Shetia Yeshua Seifis V'Nitzchis Karma Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shem Moshiach. So, interesting. Very dakistic achilik. He's saying is there are two types of help. There are two ways you can help a person. You can destroy the person that opposes him. And when you help him that way, he's no better off than he was before. You're just not worse. Somebody came to do something bad to him. So you destroyed his enemy, so he's back where he was. Yeshua is that you help him positively. You give him a better life. That's Yeshua. So there's Teshua, which means Hashem rescues you, and there's Yeshua. Be'erin, you know, the last paragraph, Shemu Amaminim, B'tchias HaMesim, in Atar, Yiskul Etchiyah. Those who believe in Tchias HaMesim will get Tchias HaMesim. Kvar Yidienu HaKosim, V'rabim Yishenei, listen to this pasuk. In Daniel, the pasuk of Tchias HaMesim, Rabim Yishenei Admasafar, many of those who are in the earth, that people, Yakitsu, Eila l'chaye oilam. Some will get up for eternal life. Eila l'cherpa is l'dirayin oilam. And some for destruction. Shiskayimos yayim adin agadol. That will be the great day of justice. Bitzvanya. Okay, Vikshu Bataisis, we'll leave it tomorrow. So up to the top words on Shinvav. And we'll pick it up from smack him in a little paragraph from the Taisis.